Right now we're going to talk about our trip out here to Vegas. We all came out on different flights this time, different scheduling, but we all had to get here by 5 o'clock local time in order to get our credentials. So my flight out here was pretty uneventful, other than the fact that there was somebody in my row that once we reached 10,000 feet, opened up the smelliest sandwich ever. It was grotesque.
Smelled sandwich?
It was making me gag, and I think everybody around was also gagging because everyone was looking at this woman. And it was the nastiest sandwich. I don't know why that's a flight thing. Like, if you go to a restaurant that serves all sorts of different types of food, very rarely at a restaurant does something smell bad. But on a plane, sandwiches almost always smell bad.
Yeah. I don't know what that is. I guess we're such a confined area.
What did it smell like? Can you identify
fish?
No.
Boy, that's the worst.
It was more like
break room reheated fish.
I would say it was a combination of rotten meat and some kind of cream cheese.
Meat that had turned?
Yeah, something like that, with cream cheese that always looks like it's turned. So that disrupted the flight a little bit. I was disappointed in the pilot slash co-pilot because I knew we were going to fly near the Grand Canyon. And they always say, if you look out the left, you'll see the Grand Canyon, left side of the plane right now. We're going over one of the wonders of the world. And I got no notification, so I was reading this book that's just okay. And I thought, well, we should be right around the Grand Canyon. So I pulled out the little flight tracker, and it looked like we were going over it. And I looked out the window, and I had missed it. It was, if I had looked out 4 minutes earlier, I probably would have seen it. We flew right over it. Not any kind of a warning.
Yeah, I didn't see it. The cat next to me had, not our cat, who was on my flight, had his had the window shut, which was fine. But he also had sandals on.
Uh-oh.
Is that What's wrong with sandals?
Or like flip-flops would be a better way to describe it.
It's a little casual.
It's just like going barefoot, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a little gross.
Who would want to go through an airport in flip-flops?
I don't know. Yeah, not comfortable. I guess they're easy to kick off when you go through security.
Huh. Did he just put them on for the flight and then put shoes on after?
Oh, no. He just had them on.
Wow.
And he never kicked them off?
No. Kept them on, but, I mean, it's pretty much
like
barefoot.
How do you keep flip-flops on while you're on a plane? Because you can't prop up on your heel because it kicks the flip-flop off.
Right.
I don't know. I didn't ask him because he was the silent type, which is fine. I think I'm going to have the choice of a guy who doesn't talk, almost has a serial killer-like vibe. versus the person who's really chatty. I think I'll just take
the plain chatter.
Silence, yeah.
You know what I did see, though, out the window? Wasn't expecting this, wasn't looking for it, but we flew right over the Hoover Dam.
Oh, wow.
That was really cool.
I've never been in that thing before.
That's, oh, you have?
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah.
I would like to see that.
Yeah, it's worth it.
Well, I mean, I did see it, but I'd like to go there and actually walk through that.
Dang it, now I hate that I didn't sit on the... I chose the aisle this time.
Yeah, and I've become an aisle guy, but for some reason I chose a window because there was one open near the front of the plane. So anyway, land in Vegas. Like you said, Gordo, earlier today, when we landed... You look to your left, and there is our hotel. It's like if we could deplane onto the tarmac, we could walk 2 minutes and get to our hotel.
There's a roundabout way you have to go.
Man, did you guys do the cab, or did you do Lyft or Uber?
I did a cab, and I had an unusual cab driver. A young woman cab driver.
Huh.
Yeah. It was crazy. Kind of looked like Taylor Swift.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Was it her?
I don't think so. But you don't see that often.
No, you don't.
I mean, this wasn't like an Uber or Lyft, you know, because there's lots of young women drive Uber or something, but this was an actual medallioned cab.
What time did y'all's planes land?
I landed 3:15 local.
Okay, so that was about an hour after ours. We were delayed. I thought it was going to be like 30 or 45 minutes, but they said it ended up being like 8 minutes because the president landed here yesterday. And
really?
So our plane went into a holding pattern until it was cleared.
Go put down some prop bets, man.
But Donnie, when his plane landed, to try to get transportation to our hotel, they stopped all transportation leaving the airport.
Wow.
For the president?
Yeah.
Dang.
So he either had to wait at the airport or, like Donnie did, he walked a mile and a half outside the airport and then caught a ride over.
What, he did?
Yeah.
Dang.
Wow.
Donnie couldn't wait to get to the tables.
Yeah.
He didn't want to have another delay, and he wanted to get there.
I wonder if that's why the taxi line was so backed up.
Yes.
Because when I landed, the airport was a zoo to begin with, and
yeah.
It's weird to walk through the airport and see slot machines. And
so great.
But by the time I got to the taxi stand, the line, I'm telling you, there were 400 people in line.
Yeah, that's what it was when we were there, too, and you just slowly worked your way through it, and finally
yeah.
the driver got there and said, I'm behind this pillar in the parking garage, and you go find him. And then the traffic was crazy, too.
Get in the cab. The drive, the traffic was so bad, the drive did take a long time, too. But there were several things that I enjoyed seeing. Number one, right when you exit the airport, you look to your right, and there's UNLV. And the Thomas and Mack Center was right there.
Yeah.
And I thought, wow, that is one place that back in the 80s, when Larry Johnson and Stacey Augmon and those guys dominating college basketball, that was the place to be.
The Running Rebs.
And Jerry Tarkanian was a god here in Las Vegas. And to see the Thomas and Mack Center, which I had never seen in person, I'd love to go walk through there.
That's kind of where NIL started, too.
Right.
I was there with those UNLV teams.
But that was the epicenter of college basketball in the 80s.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe even more so than Cameron Indoor or Pauley Pavilion or anything. Like, that was the place to be.
Yeah.
Was the Thomas and Mack Center. Cameron, Pauley. And then you drive a little bit further. Look to your right, and I saw the sphere. Did
yeah.
you see that?
Yeah.
This giant blue orb glowing, and there's a show on the outside of the sphere as well as on the inside.
And it transforms all the time. Sometimes it looks like a tennis ball.
Yeah.
When the Rangers won the World Series, it looked like a baseball with their emblem on it. It's so cool.
It's really cool looking. We're all, by the way, going to the U2 show there on Wednesday night. The three of us, Bob, Corby, Davey.
Me?
Sean.
I said the three of us.
No.
Sean, Sally, Bob's wife, is going. So we have a traveling party of eight. Bob and Davey got tickets through the fan club. Quite pricey, I will say.
Mm.
But we'll talk more about that experience.
It's the rate these days.
Yeah, I guess every concert
this
is that
better
way.
Be good.
You know what? From every U2 fan, big U2 fan that I know that has been, has said it's the greatest concert experience they've ever
epic.
Had.
That
it's, and that's building it up quite a bit. But
okay. All right. We'll see how it goes then.
Yeah, careful
he's
who you're supposed
hate
to be
it.
So great.
But here's the deal, George.
I know.
If you and I love it, he will hate it.
Right.
And if you and I hate it, he will love it.
Right.
He's just going to wait to hear what we say.
That's right. That's right. I think I know which way he's going. I think I know which way we're going. I'm sure if they were just playing on top of a table like this, we'd think it was the greatest thing.
Yes.
But yeah, the light show and the presentation is supposed to be unlike any concert ever.
Mm. All right, so I get to the hotel, and this was truly unbelievable. Get to the hotel around 4. And
that's
a
long line, too. At least it wasn't
that was a long
there.
Line. So yeah. I had until 5 to go pick up my credential, which the hotel is adjacent to the convention center where we go get our credential. But it's a good 10-15 minute walk. So I thought, well, I can get in line, get my key, and check in, and then go get my credential. Then I'll go to my room. So I had all my bags with me, carry on in a backpack. So I get in line, and there's a long line to check in at our hotel. So that takes about 10 minutes. So I finally get up there, and from the time the woman behind the desk said, "Hello, welcome to the hotel, how can I help you?" to the time she gave me my keys to my room, 30 minutes elapsed.
I've never heard of something that long.
Why did it take you so long?
I had never heard something taking that long until I saw Sean Bass at our team dinner last night, and it took him 40 minutes from the time she said hello to the time he got his keys. It was the craziest runaround circus. Since our boss booked the rooms, they were all kind of under his name, but then he had all of us listed with our names and individual confirmation codes, which I gave her. But she, I believe, was a newbie, and she had someone over her shoulder trying to show her what to type in.
Same woman helped me.
Really?
Yeah. Shortly before you, because I saw you. We passed each other in the casino. And, yeah, it took them a bit because he was training her on how to do it. But I don't understand, because if he was training her to do it, then by the time you went up there, they should have had it down.
Yeah. Well, it took 30 minutes, and I couldn't believe it. And I kept saying, do you need some help? Are you okay? Is there anything more I can do? And then after about 25 minutes, I'm looking at my watch thinking, I'm not going to be able to pick up my credential, which means I can't get into Radio Row this morning to do the show. So after 25 minutes, I said, look, I've got to go right now. Can I have my keys? And then it took another couple of minutes, and she finally handed me the keys and said, okay, here, your room. And I just grabbed it and said, thanks, and took off. It was so frustrating. I've never had it.
I think they were training a lot of people yesterday, because Davey said the same thing, and he said there was someone looking over the person's shoulder trying to help them out and all that. So maybe, I guess they had to
maybe
hire a bunch of new people for the Super Bowl.
Should have started training last week.
Yeah, maybe.
When you and I passed each other, Gordo, did I look flustered?
So put out, yeah. I was like all happy to see my friend Craig. Hey, Craig! And he just he rolled his eyes and shook his head like, oh, man, what a nightmare. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't think I even said anything.
No, didn't say anything. Gosh, that's the fake killer.
So that is the fake killer.
The same beard and everything. That is weird.
Wow. Same hair, same beard.
You can say hey
same
to your
walk
twin.
Almost.
I know it.
You can say hey to your twin there, killer.
Wow.
That's creepy.
So I get to the credential center, which is a weird long walk. Get my credential with 5 or 10 minutes to spare, so everything was okay. And then we had our team dinner last night, which was a lot of fun. That food was outstanding.
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't like yours, Corey? Okay, that's because I said it was outstanding.
Right, he's got to go opposite.
No, I went with the burger.
I did too, because
way
the menu,
too expensive burger.
The menu had things that I just didn't know much about, like rabbit and
yeah. I looked
things
at,
I couldn't pronounce. So I
looked
went,
at the menu and it was very pricey.
Very,
very pricey. I wanted a ribeye, but the price was so crazy. I said, you know what? I'm just going to go with the burger, which is already too expensive, but just the burger because I just feel uncomfortable racking up that big of expense for the company. Matt McLaren sitting right next to me ordered the biggest steak I ever saw in my life.
He doesn't care.
He doesn't care.
I had a piece of fish that was in the middle of the price range.
Mm-hmm.
It was phenomenal.
Yeah, though. All the sides were really good.
Yeah.
Mushrooms and Brussels sprouts and all that.
The appetizers were good.
Yeah.
Had some funny conversation.
Yeah, I heard a couple. I was on the other into the table, but I heard a couple of Corby scream laughs, which I wonder what the rest of the restaurant thinks when they hear that.
I thought that too, because there was a table behind us, and when Corby did the first scream laugh of the evening, they all whipped their head around like, what noise is that?
So strange. Is there a cat being assaulted? What's going on?
I was treated like a celebrity at our table.
You were?
Yeah. You know Jack?
Yeah.
He's sitting right next to me. And he was, like, geeking out over
our engineer.
Me. Our engineer, Jack, yeah. A younger guy.
Uh-huh.
But he was, like, geeking out because he was sitting next to me. You know why?
Why?
Because he found out that I went to Woodstock 99, and he had just seen that documentary about what a nightmare.
Oh, really?
It's like, I cannot believe I'm sitting next to someone who went to Woodstock 99. Zero care about radio or anything like that.
How funny.
It was just that I was a celebrity to him because I was actually there for that nightmare.
How funny.
He was asking me questions about it and everything. Yeah. And I'd forgotten all the details about being there. Have you seen that documentary on it?
No.
It's really good.
Yeah, it's good.
You would like it.
People were also at the table, Donnie in particular, raving about the We Are the World documentary.
I know.
So apparently I need to see that.
George, I've heard from so many people that feel that you're so wrong for being against famine relief like you are.
No, I'm for that. I just said the song.
You're for famine?
No, the relief of it.
Oh.
I said last week, I love the effort, and it's a great cause. I just never really liked that song.
You love the information in the song, just not the song.
Yeah, I just thought, you know, it's kind of a beating of a song. But, it's, yeah, I heard the documentary's great when you see all those big names interacting and big time in each other.
Cyndi Lauper doing such a great job.
Why she was there is beyond me. I thought we were getting musical stars for this thing.
She was huge then. You know that. She sang a great line. I think her line in it's great.
What was it?
To the Billy Goat and Pain comes on. That's Cyndi Lauper.
Not just a Billy Goat, but a Billy Goat in Pain.
All you do is steal my joy.
Okay.
Just in line.
Okay, I forgot.
Or a joy thief.
Okay.
Well, it's going to be a wild week out here. We have never had a Super Bowl in a city like this. We've been to great cities, New York and L.A. and New Orleans, exciting stuff, Miami. But just the deplaning and walking through that terminal and then walking through the casino to get to the show this morning and the craziness, the drive, the idiocracy, like that picture I tweeted of the giant pyramid with Doritos on it and the Sphinx in front of it.
How great is that?
This is a crazy scene out here.
Pyramid of Doritos.
Statue of Liberty's out there vaping. It's great.
So I think we've got quite a week in store for us.